ABC Radio Australia.
To the Cook Islands, where Parliament is set to vote on three proposed amendments to the Constitution. These include allowing non-parliamentarians to serve as government ministers, allow MPs to vote in Parliament via proxies, and increase the number of ministers in Cabinet. One of those casting his vote today will be Sholin Evaitzi, Vice President of the Cook Islands Democratic Party. He told the ABC's Johnson Rayla that although his party supports one of the amendments, the government will be searching for votes to get all its changes over the line.
Yeah, so the three amendments, Constitution Amendment Number 30, Bill 2023, there are two things within this bill to be voted on. The first one is to increase the number of cabinet ministers from 6 to 8, and the second one is to remove the ability to appoint a minister who's not a member of parliament. The second amendment is Constitutional Amendment Number 31, Bill 2023, and this basically enables Parliament to meet following a general election. So once an election is held, the work of Parliament can start, even though there are discrepancies or issues. And the final one is Constitutional Amendment Number 32, Bill 2023. So this bill is to amend the Constitution to enable members of Parliament to vote by proxy, so they don't actually have to be present and Parliament. They can actually ask another member or MP to vote for them.
But what are your main concerns relating to these amendments?
I think one of them is increasing cabinet ministers from 6 to 8. I think the concerns, one, it's going to be costly. I think the average cabinet minister's office, I think their budget's roughly about 500,000. So if you multiply that by 3, you know, you're looking at a cost of potentially 1.5 mil or thereabouts. This is something, the issue I have and I raise is the Prime Minister increasing the number of cabinet ministers because he has to appease some people who have had a falling out or haven't been remunerated. The Cook Islands is quite a small population, so and having a cabinet of 6, I think it's better than one of 8 because decisions can be made fairly quickly. So I guess you could say cabinet is more responsive. Quick decision making. If you have more, that could potentially have issues, particularly if there's disagreement. It just creates more bureaucracy and inefficiency, in my view, and from my experience, having worked in government. And I guess another question comes really down to performance. Aren't the ministers performing well at 6, 8 is required, for example? Has a performance review been actually carried out to say, actually, 6 is not enough?
Furthermore, into that Article 13 amendment, the second part of it is the potential that non-elected people can become members of Parliament or ministers. If that goes ahead, you know, some people are asking, you know, what's the point of having a general election? Is that actually a valid statement?
I think it's probably been a misinterpretation of that. So what it actually is doing is actually removing the ability for cabinet to appoint someone outside that hasn't been voted in a general election to actually come into cabinet and become a minister. I mean, at the moment, you can actually go and get someone from outside and appoint them as a minister. So what this part of the bill is doing is removing that. And that's something that the Democratic Party supports, that you should be an elected member to become a cabinet minister, for example.
Now, the amendment to Article 34, what are your thoughts on being able to vote by proxy?
My position is that you should be in Parliament. Mm. You are elected to represent people, and people expect you to be there to voice their concerns if there are any. It also creates a mess where someone could proxy vote because someone was sick but didn't have their permission, and et cetera, et cetera. Decisions are then made when this other person hadn't actually given their consent. People expect your member of parliament to represent them, so you should be present.
Does the government have the numbers to pass these amendments today?
So the current government's got 12. There are 3 independents who would normally support the government. There's 3 of them, so there's 15. You need a 2/3 majority to pass it to make a constitutional amendment. So you actually need 16. So the government is still one short. But we are aware of government coming to MPs and enticing them to change to support this. I mean, the Democratic position is quite clear. Those 3 amendments, you know, we don't support increasing cabinet ministers from 6 to 8. we do support the removal of the ability to get someone from outside to be a minister. You have to be elected to be in a cabinet minister. Proxy for us just causes so much issues, problems. It's better for your representative to be there, be in parliament. They get paid to do that, so they should be there. If it goes through, you know, it is going to cause issues going forward. Whilst government doesn't think so or believe so, I can definitely see that that's going to be the case.